Baseball's a talking sport, and Kay, Scott, and Big Ben are talking Diamond Talk, the Texas Rangers post-game show. Live from Humperdinck's near Ameriquest Field in Arlington, immediately following the game tonight on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We will be out at the Cape Buffalo Grill in far north Dallas this Friday. Cape Buffalo, Addison Road at Trinity Mills. We'll be there at the presentation from 3 until 7, a frequent Friday stop of ours. And it should be a lot of fun and some very, very big yucks out at Cape Buffalo tomorrow, or Friday, I mean.
Need to have a little bit of update on our volleyball tournament. Mm-hmm. You know, the Hardline-sponsored volleyball tournament.
Right.
Sold out, buddy. It's done. It's finished. Oh. No more. One day, went on the market one day, looking for 15 teams. One day. Gone.
By the way, look out for the Ticket All-Star team. That's all I'm going to say.
You think you're going to be on that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, see?
I don't know who else, but look out.
We'll see. I'm on the selection committee.
Oh, you are?
That, so I may just see to it that you're not on it.
All right.
Well, let's dip into the email bag here.
Well, we hadn't done this in a while.
No.
So it's time.
You know, we don't do fax fodder anymore, but if you send us something that amuses us, we will read it. We read an offering from Doug Sanders, not the golfer, earlier today. And Beth in Arlington sends this. Dear Great Hardliners.
Yeah, that's us, Beth.
Because of my great love for you, I feel compelled to inform you of a tragic blunder on your part. While I get great pleasure from the snakes, pterodactyls, squashed rodent, and other various laughs, I feel that you are missing out on the most outrageously retarded part of the snake's laugh. The high-pitched, greatly exaggerated inhale that inevitably follows his laughing outbursts. This tail end of his laugh is the thing that always puts me over the edge, causing fellow joggers at the park to look at me sideways as I lose what little composure I have left. As a dedicated listener and self-proclaimed ticket tomboy, I would not feel right if I didn't bring this to your attention. Any idea there what she's talking about exactly?
I think it's an exhale, like when I laugh and it's like...
Does this mic sound weird to you?
Oh, you know what? Probably both of them are on. That's probably why. I don't know. I know that sometimes I'll let out just a trailer.
Do we have any snake laugh trailers over there? Or laughs?
Yeah, they're edited to down to...
We don't have the trailer, but we've got that, huh?
We have the dying mouse laugh. Listen to Gordon's laugh, too.
Maybe that was it.
Maybe so. I don't know.
Did she say you in... No, yeah, that was the inhale, so maybe that's it. There it was again. I wonder if we're talking about the right thing. Is that what she's talking about or what?
I don't understand what she's talking about. I'm confused.
She says it's a high-pitched, greatly exaggerated inhale.
After the laugh,
that
right?
Inevitably follows his laughing outbursts, which what you just did there would qualify.
Right. See, if that would have if she would have let that play out, though, you would have heard.
Do we have that in full form?
See, she's probably talking about the live laugh, not the ones that we've
right.
made into a drop.
Right.
So we've obviously got to make you, you know, we've got to say something funny where you'll laugh and we get a live laugh, which we can't do.
Maybe the pterodactyl long laugh has a trailer on it, you know, where we actually set it up.
God, we're grown men talking about, and we've now labeled laughs the pterodactyl.
Well, it's when Grego screwed up. Or Reiner screwed
up? I did.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay. What'd you screw up on? We can find it in there because we have the whole thing. You remember what it was?
I can't remember.
You remember what it was, Psycho?
All right, we're installing headphones on.
Oh, yeah, now
right
I do remember.
Let's call him Smokey. He wants to remain anonymous.
Oh, you want to remain anonymous? Here,
grab the mic.
I got you, Ryan.
Okay.
Are you on? Go ahead, talk.
Speak to us.
All right, well,
all right, well first of all, do you wish to remain anonymous?
I do.
All right, what is your name?
I'm Smokey. Come on now, I'm Smokey.
I don't think I
that was it.
Oh.
What a great moment in sports history.
What? My faux pas or the laugh?
No, that it wasn't even a half a second. Now you want to remain an honest. What's your name? Amazing. Hey, we're all headed there.
Yep.
After asking the guy three times if he wished to remain anonymous. See, that deserved the pterodactyl.
It did.
There's no question that deserved it. Something that stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. That's funny.
That was a gusto laugh, too, man.
Boy, that was...
Full throttle, anything goes laugh.
That was wide open, man.
God. Does that drive people nuts, or are they laughing, too?
I think at first it drove them nuts, but I think it's funny now. Either because that or maybe it was funny at first, now it drives
them
nuts.
65,000
Well, no, since we've labeled it.
How many times has the ticket pterodactyl been played?
Because now you got to picture this big prehistoric giant bird with your head on it. Just every time they play that, just swooping in and flying in a room.
Grabbing a giant egg.
Yeah, conducting a flyby in here and sending out that little sounder. Oh, good times. Well, let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now.
That's it?
Wow.
Well, yeah, that's it.
Oh.
One email? Yeah, that's all I got.
Oh, okay.
Now, you that drives people crazy.
You know who needs to show up for our colonial party,
Chancy.
Don't you?
Chancy, show up on Thursday. You're engaged. We need to give you your engagement present, all kinds of stuff.
And that is right in her neck of the woods,
it
too.
Is.
I got an email from a guy that happened to run into her at a Lone Star Park and didn't know who she was and then kind of heard her laughing a little bit. And he was like, hey, are you that girl from the ticket? He said at first, for like the first 20 seconds, it was cute, but she just kept laughing. And he said by about 15 minutes later, he wanted to put an ice pick through his ear.
Love to get Chancy out there, man.
We got to get her up.
Yeah.
Do you have a number for her, Danny?
No.
You know what? Enough people listen that they know her because I get emails all the time from a friend. So show up or die.
All right, let's gear up for the two-minute drill. We'll do that by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly next here on the